Episode 2696, How Do You See Problems That Need Fixing?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for a fabulous weekend. It's Relationship Builders, and I want you to pause for just a moment in honor of Memorial Weekend. We need to celebrate those who have gone before us, who have allowed us, especially here in the United States of America, to live in a free country. We cannot take that for granted. So be able and willing to serve someone this weekend on someone else's behalf. Well, for Relationship Builders, all about marriage, how do you see problems that need fixing? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, a relationship is like a house. When a light bulb burns out, you do not go and buy a new house. You fix the light bulb. So how do you see problems that need fixing? You know, marriage is so fascinating. It's like a cup of coffee. There are so many different flavors and condiments to satisfy the palate. But what happens if you don't have your palate satisfied? The same goes for that light bulb. What happens when the light bulb does go out? Are you one who makes the suggestion to buy a new house? I've had enough with this. I've got to have something new, something better. Or do you figure out a solution that solves the problem? I want to say confidently that most people are willing to work things out and find a solution. However, there are always conditions. And in marriage, the longer the list of conditions, the shorter the length of years in marriage. This breaks my heart. Yet, I will say there are times that separation and or divorce are necessary, but that is very personal and hard to categorize here on the podcast. So the focus today is to get you thinking about how you think you make decisions in your marriage that solves a problem. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Think how you think. Are you confused yet? Yes, I feel like we are riding the I think I can train. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I want you to think how you can and how you do. And in all seriousness, it is essential to analyze and discover how you are acting within your marriage when it comes to problem solving. Problem solving is a way of communication. And some of us are great at problem solving and others, we just stink at it. And I don't know where you are in the scale. And understand this, we're looking at facts, not about whether something is right or wrong. So I've got a couple of things here I want you to think about. Number one, are you an avoider or a confronter? Now, some people scramble when there's conflict. They don't like it for many reasons. And it's easier to not deal with the situation than confront it. On the other hand, though, the confronter has no concern addressing the problem at hand, even if they don't have the answer. So are you the one who runs and hides or stands boldly and moves in closer? Now, depending upon the situation, you could be a little bit of both. So what do you think you are? And you may have to look at yourself and say, okay, well, with the children, oh boy, I am a confronter. But maybe with your husband, you're an avoider. What is it? Maybe in the workforce, you're something else. Okay, so you need to look at who it is. And today we're not focusing on the children, but we are focusing on our better half. Or maybe they're your better half. It just kind of depends on the situation at times. Yes, I know, but take a deep breath. We're going to have some fun today. So are you the avoider or are you the confronter? Number two, are you an initiator or a follower? Once the problem has been identified, which is very important too, you got to identify the problem. Otherwise, you're fighting or arguing over something that, well, you don't even know what's wrong. So you've got to identify the problem. And once when you do you go in and fix it or attempt to start the process of fixing it? Or do you prefer to follow directions and let someone else do the work and follow up? It's very interesting here to watch this from afar. Remember, back in the days where there were malls and you would go in and there were stores everywhere and people walking, and during Christmas time, I loved it because you could go and visit, you know, yes, Santa Claus, it had his elves helping him. You know, of course, Santa Claus was not the real Santa Claus because the elves had to dress up a little bit because Santa Claus couldn't be everywhere all the time. At least that's what I was told. And so that he had helpers and he would take all the information that was gathered from all the kids that would sit on his lap and tell them what he wanted or what they wanted for Christmas. Well, of course, that was all done, right? Remember those good old days? Christmas music playing, or you have music playing and you would go near the fountains. You would take a penny and throw it in the fountain and make a wish. Are there any fountains out there nowadays where you can throw a penny and make a wish? Kind of makes you wonder where we are in our life. But it brings me back to think how you think. When you are sitting in the mall, and I know I'm weird. I am totally weird. I would do this. I would sit in the mall and I would watch people. And I could tell you whether or not they were the avoider or the confronter just by watching what they were doing from afar, not even hearing the conversation, watching their body language, watching how they would interact. You know, the kids would be there and all of a sudden it'd be kind of a confrontation happening and somebody's upset about something, whether it's the child that set it off or whatever. And next thing you know, mom's got this look on her like, aren't you gonna do something about it? And dad's like, well, I don't know. You know what to do, so why don't you do it? If looks could kill. And it's interesting because you see all of this stuff, initiator or follower. Sometimes men, I'm telling you right now, if you're listening, we have a lot of men followers and not initiators for whatever reason. Now, again, these are facts, not right or wrong. So please keep that in mind. This is not a judgment here. This is to get you thinking how you think. So are you that avoider or confronter? Are you an initiator or follower? And number three, what is the determining factor as to who makes the final decision? Is it time or money? Is it expertise or knowledge? Or does it fall to the same person regardless of the situation? So let's take an automobile, for example. Let's say your engine goes out. We had this happen, I don't know how many months ago. Maybe it's been almost a year ago. I don't know. I have lost track, but it's been a while. And who takes care of it all? My husband doesn't. Even though I know nothing about engines and neither does he. And I'm thinking, but you're the man. Can you do this? No, it falls on me. Why? Because I work from home. I have more time. I have the flexibility in my schedule to be able to make it work. However, there's also not an assumption here either in our relationship. And so that's one thing I want to put out there. A lot of times when we are communicating with our spouse, assumptions are made before anything is said. And if you are just assuming that your spouse has got it already, man, you are barking up the wrong tree because guess what? Most likely you're going to be wrong. And if you're not wrong, you're going to be blamed. Why didn't you follow through? Why didn't you ask me if if I was going to do it or if you wanted to do it? And you go back and forth. And then there's bickering and moaning and complaining and arguing and frustration. Next thing you know, 2 weeks later, you still have the same problem. How do you see problems that need fixing? Are you the avoider or the confronter? Are you the initiator or the follower? And what is that determining factor? You know, sometimes it is someone in the relationship that it all boils down to expertise. Maybe you have an accountant in the family, and when it comes to your stocks and bonds and understanding what money goes where and everything for retirement, it's easier for them to take over it. And so you just kind of sit back. So maybe in that situation, you're an avoider. You're a follower. Again, we're looking at facts here, not right or wrong. But maybe when it comes to the children, it totally changes the theme of things. You're like, no, 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 you're not messing. Mama Bear comes out. You're like, nope, you're not messing with my daughter. You're not messing with my son, even though they're shared, right? They're his daughter, your daughter. Take a deep breath. But you're like, I'm going to have my hands in this. And so you become the confronter or the initiator. These areas, though, that we're talking about here give you space to understand your thought process by how you show up when there is a problem. It's communication. And unfortunately, communication is broke in most marriages. And if they are working, they're working on a high school level. I kid you not. And they haven't even graduated out of high school in their mind. Yeah, they could have a PhD, but in their mind, not so much. How they communicate with their spouse because they haven't taken the time to think how they think. So remember, when you're looking at these three areas, understand this. This by no means is going to solve your problems. That's for you to fix. But it will allow you to reflect on how you see things through your lenses. This is not a time of saying, uh-huh, honey, I am the confronter and you are the avoider. I would not suggest that you make that conversation in that manner. Because what do you think it's going to lead to? Huh? No, we're good. This is about a reflection for you personally. If you want to take it to a couple conversation, then I would suggest you listen to this episode together or individually and say, hey, let's look at these three questions here. What does this look like? And that would be a much better way to approach a situation, because I'm telling you right now, you go pointing fingers, it's not going to lead to happy ending in the bedroom, going to dinner, sitting down, watching a game, enjoying the French Open, whatever it is for you. Memorial weekend will be destroyed because you're sitting there pointing fingers. No one likes to have a finger pointed at them. No one. It doesn't matter if you're the avoider, the initiator, the follower, the confronter. It doesn't matter what your knowledge is, whether you have all the time and money in the world, or whether you take care of things regardless of any situation. No one wants to be finger pointed at. So reflect personally. And then if you desire and you believe your spouse is open to it, say, hey, you know what? I've been listening to this gal. What if we were to just kind of see how we approach things from a communication point of view with problems? Because guess what? We have more problems in our marriage than we do celebrations, meaning that, okay, your plumbing goes out. The trash wasn't picked up. You have bills to pay. The kids are screaming. You have a bad report card. You have disciplinary issues. You have a new job. You got fired at another job. Your car got stolen. You've got kids in college. I mean, all of these things that add up over and over and over again. And you're sitting here thinking, I can't even see straight. You can't, because the problems cover the celebrations. That's why they say celebrations are so sweet. And you want to enjoy them. But problems don't have to pull you down in a marriage. They don't have to be the number one bright flashing lighthouse all the time. Because that's most of the time what happens. Because in marriages, there are so many problems that are happening. The lighthouse is no longer the beacon of hope. The lighthouse is, oh my gosh, I have another problem. Sound the alarms. And becomes an alarm bell all the time. And then at some point, you do begin to retreat. So how do you handle problems that need fixing? Maybe you are demanding too much. Maybe you're one who retreats too quickly. Maybe you're one who decides regardless of what is involved. These are just facts, remember, not right or wrong, in which you can understand more thoroughly who you communicate to in a time of crisis. And that's the key. How are you communicating when you're in a time of crisis? Because when something needs fixing, there is a crisis. And the severity, though, is still to be determined. You know, you miss a bill and your car is getting towed because you missed five previous bills. Okay, there's a problem there. And there's a definitely heightened severity in that crisis. Or it could be just, oh, well, what are we having for dinner tonight? I don't know. I thought you were picking up dinner on your way home. Well, hun, and then you have a problem. Who's going to feed the children? Mama bear or papa bear? What porridge is right? I think I can. How do you think you can? When you recognize how you prioritize as stress is present, it helps to alleviate undesirable frustration and keeps you focused on the problem at hand, not the attitude of the partner. Remember, there is a person on the other side of your attitude. Think about that for a minute. Your marriage is sacred. Don't let your problems dictate your relationship. Don't let your problems be the lighthouse on the hill. Let your love be the lighthouse on the hill. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.